Wildlife. Along the sides of the lane up to Overbecks grows Wintir heliotrope. It's a plant originally introduced to Britain as a garden plant from Africa, which has spread into the wild. It has a broad heart-shaped leaves and in winter throws up chunky spikes of lilac flowers with a delicate marzipan aroma. The clifftop path between Overbecks and Sharptor is lined with dense blackthorn scrub. Blackthorn's snowy flurry of white blossom appears before the small oval leaves emerge in early spring. Thickets here provide tremendous cover for small birds and mammals. Lichen festoons the blackthorn and many of the rocks along this walk. The lichen is actually a combination of two kinds of organism, a fungus and an algae. Some form a thin crust on rocks, others tiny fairy cups on stalks of blackthorn, and yet others hang like strange pale bluish-green plants from the trees. Their presence of lichen is a sign of good clean air. Bird life is rich in this area. Peregrine falcons and kestrels ride the wind along the cliffs, and gulls and shags perch on the rocks down by the water. The dense forests of coastal scrub provide nesting sites for yellowhammers and stonechats. Flowers to look out for on this coastal grassland include the short, succulent stonecrop that has pinkish-white stars of flowers and the sea campion, which has small, pointed, oval leaves and a bladder at the base of the white flowers. Birdsfoot trefoil grows low to the ground with yellow and red-lipped flowers, while the flower heads of sheep's bit scabious are beautiful and delicate with their bluish violet masses.